with my writer. Misha said, "Echavim shalatz v'ashem shalachayim." Kate said, "Shvosh etin lishpoini b'shloy etin, shnasati b'shloy nasati." Like the Gemara, "My etin, yulem etztagalani." I guess that's a passion. That's why, you know, some. That's why he's making sure to give. He wants a mechazik and a tzedaka. The Gemara, "Mushbayim ha'asinayu, shenemar nasan titein loy, shenemar nasan titein loy." It's mushbayim. It's a mitzvah d'rais of giving tzedaka. Ella matana lasher. So there's a few points in this Gemara. First of all, why is Mudvayim Sinai? This Gemara says nothing titain. What's the mitzvah nothing titain? So that's Mufun the Rashba. The mitzvah the Rai says nothing titain is dafka when the Ani asks you. There's no mitzvah to go around to all the schnars in your shlayim and go find them out and give them all money. That's the details. The only is lefanecha. The only is asking you for money. Then there's a mitzvah d'raisa. And that's in detail. There's another mitzvah. B'teach tiftach es yadcha. Or samas es levavcha. L'sikbat es yadcha. There's lives and essays of the mitzvah tztaka. But that's only if Donnie asks. If Donnie doesn't ask, Donnie's not in front of you, then the chayyur, there's no chiyuv anyway. So what's the mushbayim ha'asinai? So the Rajba said, "Yesh mulei b'sein ha'zefat, im shamru, didafke shani, shayl mimenu tztaka, dash mushbalitin loy. Alani ba'alma, shvu chalala. Ein chayav leches lefarnes aniyim b'madai." You don't have to go running to Madai to find aniyim. So Elamai, they're learning the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara's ilay matan alani means if ani is by yutaka. That's what Gemara is talking about. That would be the Gemara's Elamai. Gemara must mean the Gemara says mushbayim ha'asinai nasan titain. It must be that the tumah ani is here. And that's the Gemara's kasha that it's mushbayim and shvu is not chal. And the Rajba says weiter. It says also dafka matan wetes kde parnasa l'sha k'masham nois l'parnasa lina yois mekan chayv the mushma l'ashirai. So if a guy makes a shvur shlo yetein matana l'ani, yeah, this we say the shvur is not chal. That's only for a minimal nesina. How much he needs for now to live on now for that day, whatever it is. Panasas lina, he says the Gemara, and he quotes the Gemara. Mabasya, sugidev tzaka. More than that, in Echanami, it's taka shvua. The Gemara never meant to ask mushbayim. This is called a nichnas. What?
Chal means we need korban. If chal means not chal.
We'll talk about that. Talk about that soon now. Clapping what you have no chiyuv of stock on is an asher. So it doesn't mean asher to give, to give Bill Gates a present. It means only more than what the chiyuv stock requires of you. That's already matanah asher. Now, so the question over here really is. Haray by tztaka, even if there's no chiv to give tztaka, but avada there's a mitzvah to give tztaka. But avada there's a mitzvah to give tztaka, a key mitzvah, right? The guy who gives money, the only doesn't ask him. Goes ahead, here he knows that someone, a certain guy, lives, whatever, needs money. He goes and gives the guy the money. Yeah, he's not making a mitzvah tztaka. Not just chesed, but v'adim mekayim mitzvah tzedaka. Pashut chayim mekayim mitzvah tzedaka. You might not have to go find the guy out, but if he gives the guy tzedaka, he gave v'adim tzedaka, v'adim mekayim mitzvah. So the question is, by mitzvah kiyumis, do we say mushvay marasina? Mushvay marasina. So really, we have to, in order to approach this question. So again, the Rashi here seems to be assuming that mitzvah kiyumis, you're not considered mushvay marasina. That's what Chayyim stay in the Rashba. Just. Right here, because it's partial to me that's giving stock is a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, mechuyah, but this is a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, before we talk about the Rambam, what does the Rambam hold about this? What does the Rambam hold by mitzvah kiyumis? Is that called mushvayim or not? So here, it depends how you understand the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Paragal Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, he goes through the four categories of Shuah Shav. He says one of them is Nishba Vatlas Mitzvah. So Rambam says going to Nishba Shalois Atif et Sitzis Shliyabash Tvilin Shliyash Besukkah. Here Rambam's talking about Nishba Vatla. I understand that, but we'll see in a minute what the connection between the Kayim and Vatla is. There is a connection. Yeah, but by nishba levatel is a mitzvah. Says the Rambam it's a shvur shav. The shvur is not chal levatel is a mitzvah. Mushvayimin. They're also going to say mushvayimin, right? No. We don't say mushvayimin. No, it's all right. It's always good. Don't say the words mushvayimin. The Rambam says, what's the example? Shleis ati betzitzis. Now, what does the Rambam mean? Shleis ati betzitzis. Hare, there's no chiyuv to put on your tzitzis every day. there's no chiyuv. So what was very wrong for me? There's no chiyuv to put on a beggar dal kanfas in order to bechayiv tzitzis. Now, by tzitzis though, if you're wearing a beggar of dal kanfas, you have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. Yeah, and it could be that there's a gemara in Menachos Mem Aleph. We had a story that Rav Katina, he was wearing a beged of pishtan, sadin, beged of sadin, a beged of pishtan, and Chazal patin from tzitzis. So Malach says, tzitzis matela, what's going to tzitzis? So he asked him, you get punished for bitla say? So he says, yeah, b'idan rischa, the Gemara says, hanshina nasei. The time of anger, Kesh Baruch Hu punishes even on asei. So it's a child of Shayin, exactly what that means. That means no punishment for an asay. Does that mean what? He was wearing a beggar pishtan, sadden. A beggar pishtan, there's a zera, auto klai, whatever. Kids, there's a. You part of you, what? The Gemara, that's the Sugya Malchus over there in the Malev. A beggar of pishtan, you have a dal, beggar dal kanfas of linen, you part of tzitzis. That's the sugi. I'm not interested in going into the sugi right now. The Gemara says, so Kitzur Taisa says not because he's patterning himself in the mitzvah. The Kitzur says there's a tzad that in the rischa. If you don't wear a bag of dal kanfas, then maybe being rischa you're punished. Maybe depends how you learn that Gemara. Akapanim, but if you wear a bag of dal kanfas with tzitzis. Vadim kaim mitzvah. Yeah? Are they supposed to be wearing a bag of dal kanfas with tzitzis? Now, so the question is, when the Rambam says, they make the shvur not to wear tzitzis, what does he mean? And the Rambam says, the shvur is not chal. Right? So what does Rambam mean? Does Rambam mean a chiyuv? Does Rambam mean even a bit of a kiyum? Because Pashup Shan Rambam said leis ati betzitzis. Right? He makes a shvur. He's not gonna put on his talis. Right? He doesn't say he's not gonna put on tzitzis on a beged that has dal kanfas that I'm wearing, right? Rambam says I'm not going to put on tzitzis. What does it mean lisate b'tzitzis? I'm not going to put on a bag of dal kanfas with tzitzis. I'm not going to wear my, we're not going to wear my talis. My talis gold, my talis cotton. That's what we're making a shul on, right? That's the pashup shan Rambam. Befrat the Rambam shita is in paragimel hilchos tzitzis. Rambam seems to hold that the chiyuv of tzitzis is to put on the tzitzis before you put the tzitzis on the beged before you put it on. Not like the famous Mardechai that says Batsin, there's no chiyuv, there's nothing wrong with putting on a beged al kanfas without tzitzis. The famous sheet of the Mardechai, there's nothing wrong with putting on a beged dal kanfas without tzitzis. It's just that if you win your beged dal kanfas, then you have to put on tzitzis. But you can put on the beged dal kanfas, and afterwards put on tzitzis. As a matter of fact, he says on Shabbos, where I'm an oinus, I can't put on the tzitzis, I'm allowed to put on the beged, and now I can't put on tzitzis, because if you don't put on tzitzis, I have to tie a double knot. That's a isidereis of Shabbos. So, but he understands, the Mardechai understands, that the ged of the chiyuv tzitzis is the mitzvah of tzitzis is to put the tzitzis on a beggar that you're wearing. Of course, if you put it on before, you're Mekayim, but the ikar mitzvah is to put the tzitzis on the beggar. The Rambam's mashma, not like that. The Rambam's mashma says Kesem is a tzitzis. Oh, sorry. Paragimel al-Chayud, not al-Chates. Hey, Chiyuv mitzvah tzitzis. Al-Chates is around by Noshim. Right, that's why I remember that wrong one. Sorry. Hey, Chiyuv mitzvah tzitzis. Kol Adam Shul Chai Yivlasis mitzvah zu. Imiskasim b'ksus haru l'tzitzis. Yatul l'tzitzis. V'achar kach yiskasim ba. Imiskasim ba b'lay tzitzis. Harei bitl mitzvah say. Yeah? Now, if you put in a bag of dal kanfas without tzitzis, you're mevatel asei. According to the market, not mevatel asei. You have right now the chiyuv is only chal once you put it on. Rambam is mashma that the chiyuv, the way to do the mitzvah is to put on the tzitzis before. That's the way you have to do the mitzvah. Akapanim. So meila pashtis, I would say in the Rambam. And the Rambam is saying that the shvu is not to put on a beggar of dal kanfas with tzitzis. That's how the Rambam has the mitzvah of tzitzis, right? That's what his shvu is. So, but that he doesn't have any chiyuv per se. He has no chiyuv to put on a beggar of dal kanfas with tzitzis. Elmai, but mitzvah kiyumis. Yeah. So it's mashma from the Rambam that shvu levatel mitzvah kiyumis. Yeah, is called a mishba levatlas a mitzvah, and it's not chal. So in other words, when the pasuk says the Gemara said le'achal devaray, avomechul lechepse shemayim, yeah, the Gemara says lahar lehetiv that avarishus lahar lehetiv, yeah, lahar lehetiv that dafka avarishus, but not avar mitzvah. As Gemara we saw yesterday in Tazayin in Dorim, yeah, Nishbal Vatel Shul Vatel is a mitzvah, is because we have two pesukim, Har Lehitev. So, kids, the Rambam understands that it's called, even though it's a mitzvah yumis, but it's still Chatzis Shemayim, right? What does Chatzis Shemayim mean? Right? What does Chatzis Shemayim mean? I will make Chatzis Shemayim. A mitzvah yumis. That's not Chatzis Shemayim. Right? Mitzvah yumis, what's Chatzis Shemayim? Gemara in a Dorim. Le'achal devarei. I'll make a lechetz shemayim. We make a shvur which is against the mitzvah. Yeah. A shvur which is about lechetz shemayim, is not chal. Correct. So that's a question. A mitzvah kiyumis, is that called lechetz shemayim? Was it not lechetz shemayim? I make a shvur to mekayim mitzvah kiyumis or levat the mitzvah kiyumis. Is that called lechetz shemayim or not? So, Masvara, I would say that it's called Chetz Shemayim. That's why the Rambam explains even Shreis Hatha Betzitzis. So Meila, right? So Meila, well, if you ask the Rambam, the Rajba's question. If you ask the Rambam, the Rajba's question by is it called Mushba? Is it Nishbal Kayim Mitzvah Tzedakah? Yeah. I'll give Ani money. Yeah? So what's the problem with Mujba Vayimid? Ein is chaliser? Mitzvah is an iser? Why you gave up so fast? Actually, don't be intimidated by me. Huh? Why is it sure? This goes back to what Abraham started asking before. Yeah. What's going on over here? What's the din of? What is this? What is this? Mujbav Amar Sinai. And the Gemara is asking. The guy makes a shvur to give stock. No, the nishbakayim is a mitzvah. Yeah, nishbakayim is a mitzvah. That's what we're talking about over here. What's the problem? What is the problem of Mujba Yom HaSinai Mishkayim HaMitzvah? And is that Negei Malkus? Is it Negei Karabin? Is it Negei... neither. What's going on? What do we know about this question? So Moshe threw out a couple ideas already. First he said Nischal Isser. Then he said En Shvua Chal Shvua. So, we had the Gemara in Darim, the Chesem and Aleph. I'm a good one, Rav. Menayin she nishbarim kayim is a mitzvah, she nemar, nishbate v'kayayimu, nishbate v'kayayimu. Lishmar, it's on the Pasuk. Nishbate v'kayayim, lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. Yeah? That's Gemara Zakash, and Mujba Vayim, and Gemara Sinai. Ella kamash mon desharli lezuze nafshe. Yeah, desharli lezuze nafshe. So the question is, what is Gemara's kasha of Mujba Yom HaSinai? What's the problem of Mujba Yom HaSinai? Same with Jebetzim, our Gemara, right? Mujba Yom HaSinai. So there's a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim and Sugi over there. What's the problem with Mujba Yom HaSinai? And what's takan halacha if a guy makes a shvur l'kayim es mitzvah? So the Ran over there says, that a nishba kayim es mitzvah and the Mujba Yom HaSinai is only in carbon. But malchus, a guy makes a shvur l'kayim es mitzvah, he's going to get malchus v'yachal devarim. V'yachal he gets. It's only meat and carbon. Why is it meat and carbon? Says the Ran. This is also the sheet of the Baal Mar at the end of the Perek. Why is it meat and carbon? What's the meat of carbon over here? What's the meat of carbon? Might you have a Gemara and a Dharma in front of you? Close. So Ran says because you need labahain. It's less of labahain. Yeah? That was alright, yeah? Ran says.
Those are
labahain. Says, what's the problem over here? That since you can't make a shvua levatal the mitzvah, so mele can't make a shvua l'kayimus a mitzvah. Says the Ran, that's only in carbon. It's only pure carbon. So nishba kayimus a mitzvah, what's the problem? The problem is the carbon. Yeah? So when the Gemara asks by us, Mujbayim Rasinai, Lefi the Ran, what's the problem? Because the Mishnah says, this is a shvuas chal, shvuas etain, and assuming it's taka, the shvuas chal, the shvuas chal, it's chal, bein l'malkas, bein l'carbon. So Mela says, it's a Mela effect anymore, Mujbayim Rasinai, dainu. The problem, Mujbayim Rasinai, is a problem of, it's less a, belava hain, we can't make a shvuas, levat less a mitzvah. But l'gad bal yachel, we say l'gad bal yachel, it's chal even on a mitzvah. Well, kaimus a mitzvah. That's the Ran. Now, why is why is not chal levatlas a mitzvah? We learn that out from. Lar lehetiv or bayachel mechel chatzis shemayim. Right, shvul levatlas a mitzvah. Why is not chal? That was yesterday's sugya. Right, why is not chal? Lar lehetiv b'dar shus or yachel dvar mechel chatzis shemayim. So now the question is, lefi the Ran. So what's called chatzis shemayim? What's called dvar shus? Lar lehetiv has to be. Ma has been dvar shus, yeah. Now dvar mitzvah. What's called dvar mitzvah? Is a mitzvah kiyumis called dvar shus or not? So in other words, when we say in the Ran, right, that it's less of blah behain. Why is less of blah behain? Because it can't be mishbal levatlas a mitzvah. Why can't be mishbal a mitzvah? Lar lehetiv. Or liachal, mechel chafzis shemayim. So liachal could be gabi malchus. So that could be even a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe it's included. But in other words, when the Ran, yes, but lahar lehaitiv, right, has to be dvar mitzvah, not dvar shus. So I can hear. That since you don't have to do it, it's called varashus. A mitzvah kiyumis, since you don't have to do it, it's called varashus. It's called varashus. So meila could be the meat of carbon that we have. A nishal batas hamitzah is not chal because lahar lehetiv. I can hear that's not called. I can hear that that's not called it's not called var mitzvah. It's called varashus. I have a harder time when it comes to liachol devaroi. Avo mechel hu lechefse shemayim. The chayr is still called chefse shemayim. It's still called chefse shemayim. It's still called chefse shemayim. So akal panim though. Mais, we have the Raj by us, right? Raj by us says that staka is called it's mitzvah humus, and there's no problem of a mushbayim arasina. The Hainu,
the Raj is going to say that the Raj is going to. Well, if the Raj behold like the Balamar, which in the truth I think he does be not the Balamar. I didn't see it inside. But then, if we want to learn this Raj with this Ran, with the Shita of the Ran, yeah? That, a Nishba Kai Mitzvah's Kiyumis is not Chal. I mean, it is Chal. A Nishba Kai Mitzvah's Kiyumis is Chal, even the carbon. Even the carbon. Right? That's right? It's Chal, even the carbon. Why? You have to say, that it's possible, you could also make a shvuah levatel. Right? You can make a shvuah levatel. And I liachad var al mech chef shemayim. It should still be considered chef shemayim. Maybe the Rashi says no. The Rashi says no. That's not called chef shemayim. Since you don't have to do it, it's not called chef shemayim. To me, that's very hard to understand. That's why, to me, the my pea brain, the Rambam makes more sense. Rambam says tzitzis, nishbel, not to wear tzitzis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and still Rambam says shvuah shav, because the shvuah is not chal. That's a leach devar, mechel tishmaim. Now, in the Rambam though, I said that's pash the Rambam. The Radvaz Lamais learns the Rambam not like me. Right? The Radvaz learns the Rambam. I'm talking about Chotzef over here. Yeah, the Radvaz learns the Rambam not like me. How's the Radvaz learn the Rambam? Kate's a gunshinishmal is at the betzitzis. The talisman michuyaves betzitzis. The yatta betzitzis. Shinims and nishbal vatlas a mitzvah. Here the Radvaz, nochamal. What does it mean, lays at the betzitzis? The talis and michuyaves betzitzis. So in other words, what's he saying? I'm swearing that I'm going to wear a dal beged of dal kamfas without tzitzis. That's what it means, shleis atah betzitzis. Not that I'm not going to put on the beged b'chlal. He means I'm going to put it on and not put on tzitzis. Shenimtz l'levat l'sa mitzvah. I think that's a very big chiddush in pshat in the Rambam. But the Radvaz, well, why is the Radvaz saying what he's saying? Because he holds like the Rashba. The Radvaz holds like the Rashba, that by mitzvah kiyumis, mitzvah kiyumis is called, is not much by Maaseh Sinai. Right? More than that, we had once the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, by nishba lechol chatzi shir, yeah, nishba lechol chatzi shir, the shvuah is chal. Either we even tell you to eat it, the Rav said. Hakbam mitzvah when he sees this Rambam over here, nishba not to put on leisat betzitzis doesn't mean not to put on your bag of dal kamfas with the tzitzis. It means you're going to put on the bag of dal kamfas without the tzitzis. That's what it means leisat betzitzis. So may the feeder advise. There's no right the Rambam argues on the Rashba. Meili Nurama would hold that if he makes a shvua not to put on the beggar with the dal kams with tzitzis, just not to wear your put on your talis gadol, but not to wear your talis cotton. If either advised, the Rama is maida that the shvua is chal. That's not called chepse shmai. That's not called chepse shmai. So akapanim. So this is a point which is really to me not so clear. I mean, we have the Rashba for sure considers it. Not Mujer Vayimid. He's going to argue about Gabi Kiyim, but the dinner of Kiyim is the Ran and the Balmar is telling in the dinner of Bittel. The dinner of the Kiyim is telling the dinner of Bittel. So it means we're not considering it Chafse Shemayim. That's the one that comes out for the Rashba, and Lefi with the Vazlan and the Rambam. And the Rambam himself is room to say not like that. The Rambam himself is room to say that when the guy says Shvur Shloi Sata B'Tzitzis, he means putting on your talis with the tzitzis. Not that you're going to put on the talis without the tzitzis. You're going to put on the talis. You're not going to put on the talis with the tzitzis. You're not going to put it on at all. Yeah, and that the Rambam says that's called a nishbavata semitzis Shvur Shav. Why? Because le'achadav meichol chepse shemayim. That's called chepse shemayim. And melef the Rambam. We don't have the Rashba's kasha, Mara Gemara. You can learn the Mara Gemara Kepshutai. Gemara says, you don't have to say he was talking about a guy with Layetin, he was talking about Lani, Layetin is Lani, and he's talking about when the guy asked you. No, stop, Layetin stuck Lani, meaning the mitzvah kiyumis, and still the Gemara says, Mujbay Marasinai. And the Shvul is not Chal, at least Lagabi Karban, Fafi the Ra.
If I
say a shvua, I'm not going to give to an ani. Who knew any anu? Don't come up to me.
I'm not going to give to this ani.
The Gemara is about Elat and Loni. I'm not going to give any stock, but I don't think about, I'm just playing games with it. I don't think it makes a difference, really. Even if
the Rashba,
because there's no mitzvah b'chal to give tzedaka. There's no mitzvah give tzedaka. There's no chiv. There's no chiv to give tzedaka. Moshe reminded us in the Friday we had the Shulchan Aruch says that shlish a sela, maybe there is a chiv. They have also passions on Rabbanan. Now, but if we're ready in the sugya in the Dorm Dav Ches, Agabe, what is the din of nishbal kaim es ha-mitzvah, which is our sugya b'etzem? So we had the Ran and the Balmar. I think maybe when I understood the Rashba also, the Tshuva, where is that negay? It's only negay to carbon. But Malchus there is, Le'achal Devaray. Because for Lav and Hain, you don't, for Malchus, there's no requirement of Lav and Hain. That's the Shita of the Ran. And the two other sheets, the sheet of the Ramban and the Muhammad's sheet of the Ram Muhammad's is that Nishba Kaimis a mitzvah is not chal at all. Bain the Malchus, Bain the carbon. And he argues in the Balmar, and he writes all at the end of the Muhammad's, end of the Perek. Yeah. Chozesh shepirashnu chaimu benedarim vilu b'shvus eina kein. Mamash, the last paragraph in the parak. Shafil kaim mitzvah say einan chalos loy lekarbon loy lemalchus. Yeah. Shvul kaim I say you're not over. On Malk, you know, I'm Layachal. Why? Layachal the Varik Siv. The Chepsi Shemayim ain't a Machal Nimutinu Malav the Shvua. Shalaki the Balamar. Says the Ramban. A guy makes a Shul Kaim as a mitzvah. The Argamarga made Shul Kaim to give it stalker. The Mora's Mujbaim Harasinai. So the Mora's saying it's not Chal at all. Bela Malkas, Bela Karbon. Why? So here, the Rabban pulls a shtick. Just like the Gemara in Dorm says, L'yachal devaray, by nishbal vatal es ha-mitzvah. We say, Mechel chefzi shemayim, where the Ran will tell you, that's only levatal es ha-mitzvah. Avol mechel chefzi shemayim. That's when we nishbal vatal es ha-mitzvah, you don't listen to your shvua. Well, nishbal kaim es ha-mitzvah, that's not a problem of L'yachal. Says the Ramban, no, the drasha of Mechel Chefzi Shemayim applies not only by Nishba Levatlas a mitzvah, but even Nishba Kayim as a mitzvah. Av Mechel Chefzi Shemayim, and the Shvu is not Chal, even Kayim as a mitzvah, and if you don't get Malkus. The Gemara in Dorm says that Nishbati Vakayema, the Gemara says Lezuzi Nafshei. As the man said, "Le'amru b'nishbal l'kaim es ha-mitzvah el loymar loy mikri moitzi shem shemayim l'batala." So what is the Gemara saying? Nishbati menayish nishbayin l'kaim es ha-mitzvah. Right? According to Ramban, what do you mean nishbal l'kaim es ha-mitzvah? Nishbal l'kaim es ha-mitzvah doesn't really have too much meaning. But nishbal l'kaim es ha-mitzvah, it's basically nothing. It's not a shvur b'chal. Both l'malkus ben l'karb. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a shvur. So what do you mean nishbati b'kayema? So what's the whole point of Gidol Merav? Says the Ramban that Gidol Merav just means that what? That it's not a Shmoyti Shem Shemayim L'Vatala. Okay, makes a Shul Kaim as a mitzvah. You might think he's Shmoyti Shem Shemayim L'Vatala because the Shul is not Chal. We say no. Why? Because it's Elazarus V'Niskar. The Zuzi Nafshe, the Gemara says. Gemara says the Zuzi Nafshe.
And it says interesting lashon. Zaras v'niska the ka'ochel shem shemaim alei de milsa lezuzi ben avshoy loy lehev alav. So I'm not sure what he means this lashon. Zaras v'niska the ka'ochel shem shemaim alei de milsa lezuzi ben avshoy. He imposes a shem shemaim on what he's doing lezuzi nafshei. Because even though Frektik says Achayishin and Simonai and Gimel, but the Shavu is not Chal, Bein Lekar, Bein Lamalkas, then what kind of Zeros? What kind of Zeros is there? What kind of, where's the Zeri? Why is it a Zuzi Nafshe? The Gemara says it's a Zuzi Nafshe. Nishbat V'kayema. Yeah, there's a Zero. What kind of Zeros is it? What kind of Zuzi Nafshe is it? If there's no carbon, no Malkas, Frektik says, where's the Zuzi Nafshe? So, the chayyur pshat is that the Ramban says that there's no problem of shem shemayim v'atalos. So I would have thought the pshat is that sef kasayif, since you made a commitment, you made a shvua. So psychologically, you feel committed.
Does it go to shav?
What?
Go to
shav? It's not. Why is it shav? It's not shav. Because but since it's a zuzi nafshe, it's interesting why Raman just says the chiddush is that there's no shem shemayim v'atalos. The chayra, according to Moshe, is saying the Raman should have said even more. Why is not the Raman should tell him it's not a shavuah shav? Okay, the Raman should tell him it's not a shavuah shav. But then Hagov, why is not a shavuah shav? Why is not a shem shemayim v'atalos? If l'maisa. It helps you, it's bizarre as you, so it's not a shav. So even though shvuah is not chal, yeah, but it helps you to do it, so that itself makes it not shav. The Ksayis Grata says it must be that issa there is. Issa shvuah there is. But the figyam out, where do you get this issa from? There's no malchus, there's no carbon, so where's this issa? Where's an issa without a malchus? Where's the bayachal without a malchus? Where did the Ksayis pull out this issa from? So if I would have said pshat, that's dumb. There's a zeros because the ma'aser, you committed yourself. Like we say, I'm going to do this. You know, I'll learn five plat today. Bli neder, right? So we say bli neder. So what's the point, right? We say bli neder. So what's the point? Now ma'aser, because if you committed yourself, so psychologically you feel more compelled to do it.
That's like a commitment.
What?
It's a commitment, but you don't want to be over just in case.
Correct, seder. But you see, it works though, right? The zuze, but the zuze. So that's why it's not a shavuah shav. But I'm just wondering. I just noticed this now. I don't think I ever noticed this before. But I'm not sure what this means even anymore. Here, ma'akri ma'itzem shalav atala el zars v'nisker hava the ka'achil shem shemayim alei de milsa the zuze ben apshe loy lehev alav. He has a solution here. The ka'achil shem shemayim. Alei the milsa lezuzi benafshe. He's being meichel shem shemayim. I don't know what that means exactly. He's imposing the shem shemayim over here. Maybe it just means psychologically, you know, since you commit yourself by Hashem, yeah, shvuah is by Hashem. So even though it's not technically it's not a shvuah, you're not gonna be over, but seif kaseif, yeah, that's what it means. You're meichel shem shemayim on the inyan. So that's the second shita, the shita of the Ramban. The third shita is that of the Sefer Hashlama, which is interesting that Sat Dishmaya, yesterday I made a mistake and I printed page 13 instead of page 12. Amaisa, so today we need what he says on page 13. So nothing this rule is for nothing. The Sefer Hashlama has a fascinating shita, and the Tashbit, the Siman Kuf, brings it down, as is also brought down in the. Well, he doesn't quote the Sefer Hashlama; he quotes the Tashbit, the Fikah Yam, and Lamed Vav, Oyz Vav. He has at the end of his big arichus in Nishbul Kaimus and Mitzvah. So the Sefer Shlomo says as follows. He goes through all the, you know, the Hemshel, he has to go to all different Hechtimtzes, Levatl, Kayim, you know, all the different things that are going on in our parak. And he says, by Nishba Kayim is a mitzvah, Ubaki mitzvah, I say, Ikla Meim, the Chayla. Yeah? Nishba Kayim is a mitzvah, Chal. Vahid Amir Menadarim, Menayin Shishbaran Kayim a mitzvah, Shein Ba Mishum, Shvo Aschinam, Shinema Nishbati Vakayema, Dahani Lzuzi Nafshe. Man, the Shvo, what it means? Umistavra. Yeah? The Chayla Mihod Amir and Hossam, Oymash Paragzeh, the Hemshech Lumar brings down a Rigidl Umra. The guy says, Ekoim Ve'eshne Paragzeh. So Gemara says, Neder Godol Nodar Lashem Ke Yisrael. And the Ran says, we're not talking about, anyone says Neder, doesn't mean Neder, really means Shvua. He says, Ekoim Ve'eshne Paragzeh. Neder Godol Nodar Lashem Ke Yisrael. So what do you mean, Neder Godol Nodar? What do you mean, Neder Godol Nodar? What kind of Neder? Well, it's not Chal. It's a Nishba Kayim is a mitzvah. Zokta Hashlama, Elamai, no, you see, it's Chal. So when he said before, Nishbata Vakayim, it tells me, Lezuzi Nafshe, so he really bothered. Why is it Lezuzi Nafshe? He bothered by Exayas Kasha. Why is it, if the shvu is not chal, why is the lezuzi nafshe? Where's the zeros? Where's the zeros? Midkam lezuzi nafshe iloi chayla like klal my lezuzi nafshe. Imamish asks says it's kasha on the Ramban. Ramban says not chal at all. Bein lemalkus bein lekarbon. So what's the lezuzi nafshe? Two points, he said. First of all, why are we saying neder godol nodel ke Yisrael? And Sveitins, what's the Zuzi Nafshe? If it's not Chal, Mamish Ektais is Kasha, where's the Zuzi Nafshe? Elamai says it's Chal, Bein Lekar and Bein Lemalkus. Vedavka mitzvah say, Nishayach Zuzi Nafshe. Mitzvah Leisah say, Tam Masnis, Nishmakayim Lakim, it's Pater. He says, I the Mishnah. He has a kash on himself. Bukhari, the Mishnah says, not like me. Why is the Mishnah not like me? The Mishnah Chavzayin. What does Mishnah Chavzayin say? What does Mishnah say? L'kayim v'lakim potter. Right? L'kayim v'lakim is potter. So how could the Shlomo say that Lezuzi Nafshe, the Gemara in Dorm Dabches is saying that it's Chal? Chal? It's Mashmi saying Chal Gamri, Bein Lekar, Bein Lemalkas. So we mean it's Chal. The Mishnah says it's not Chal. The Mishnah is Yipater. So the Ran will tell you, good, the Mishnah is talking about carbon. The Gemara in Dorm is talking about Malkas. Right? But the Shlomo has a kash on himself. The answers, which is very, very shver teretz, is dafka mitzvah say, nishayach ba lezuzi nafshe. Al mitzvah leisa say, tana mesnis, nishbil kayim lakim potter. But nishbil kayim leisa say, the Gemara we had before, shloicha v'achal nevelis, is potter, and then where's, right? Is chayim, where's the mushbah and marasinai? So now he says, that's not chal at all. Nishbal kaim lois is not chal at all. And that's the Mishnah on Avchav Zayin. L'kayim l'kim potter, Tarsus learned, it's talking about dafka mitzvahs, I say, not lois, I say. Because then even the Messiah holds that it's chal. That's not chal, and it's chal iser. Right? Tarsus learns the Mishnah's dafka by I say. And the Shlomo learns the Mishnah's dafka by lois, I say. Pilaployim. And I don't know how he's going to read the Mishnah, by the way. I don't know how you can read the Mishnah.
Because what's the Hemshcha of the Mishnah? What's the dialogue of Yehuda and Seirah? What's the dialogue of Yehuda and Seirah and the Banan? What do they tell Yehuda and Seirah? Yehuda and Seirah says, Chal, Chal v'chaymer. What do they tell him? Lo yimam ri b'shvuz r'shuz, shkin osu b'lav kehen. Time b'shvuz mitzvah, shlos b'lav kehen. Shem nishba levatel v'lei bitel potter. Right? The nishba levatel. V'lei bitel is potter. That's dafka by lois, I say. Nishba levatel meaning we swore to eat the ve'ela. But we swore, by mitzvah, if we swore not to do the mitzvah, and if we feel that shlama, it's not a problem. And there's no, they can make a shvur, the loyach al mechel chatzis shemayim. And nishba levatel is a mitzvah. It's only by a lois asei, not by a say. Sarachian. What? What's the problem? I want to know, according to Ashlama, by nishba, if the Gemara says the reason why we argue with Maseira is because it's less a blah behem, so why don't we have that by? Why is that? Alfir Hashlamim Mishnu Madavka by Lois Asay, right? Mishnu Kaim Lois. Mishnu Kaim Asay. We say it's Chal. Mishnu Kaim say it's Chal. Now, so it has to follow. That means Nishbul Vatla say is also Chal, even without Kail, right? Nishbul Vatla say is Chal.
Even
without
Kail.
What?
So in the last thing, it doesn't necessarily need to.
Hmm.
Doesn't necessarily need to be
without Kail. So what? So he'll say. So he's saying I open myself up for Teretz by saying without Kail. He's saying maybe that the Shlom will answer that it's called Isa Blah Behein because let's say an Ishba to eat matzah, it's Isa I won't eat matzah. Okay, that would be enough. Okay. Maybe that by mitzvah say it's Isa Blah Behein because the Shalmi and Ishba Vatel mitzvah say at least is Chal B'Kail. So that would be Issa B'Lav Hein. Maybe it's good for the Teretz. Okay, maybe it's good for the Teretz. Now, okay, so those are three Shitas. Well, again, quick chazor. What are three Shitas, Maishi? The Ran holds, the Nishba Kaim is a mitzvah, is Chal for?
For Malkus.
For Malkus, and not for Karban. The Ran is the other extreme, he holds?
Not.
It's not even chal for Malkus. There is a zeros. According to Ksais, it means an isser. There is an isser. It's not mashmak down. Not mashmak down the round. There is an isser. There's something else that it's a chal is something. It's lazruze and if it's not a shvur shav, if it's not shem shemayel batala. And the third shita, which is the pashas the most mechudish shita over here, is our shlama. He holds and nishma kaim is a mitzvah chal bein le Malkus bein le carbon. Nishma Kaim is not about Kaila. I'm saying about Kaila. He's not about Nishma. And the Menayin is born on Kaisa Mitzvah. He won't say anything about Kaila. Of course not. He's learning the Gemara. The Gemara in the Dharma. Menayin is born on Kaisa Mitzvah. We just bought in Kaila. It has to be Issa B'Lav Behein. It has to be that you could make it Levatel as a Mitzvah. So that. That.
Huh?
The next paragraph?
Yes.
That's by Lois Hasei. Don't just read the first line, read the second line also. Now, in the first column, he's talking about Stam, it's a wild kailo. But it could be to answer Kasha, Ayin is less of Blah Behein, then we say, hey, we'll have to say that he's Blah Behein with kailo. Like Yerushalmi. Oh. So the problem is, though, Not, how come no one is asking this problem? What does it do with our Gemara? What does it do with our Gemara? Shalayatain? No. What? So understand. What's our Gemara saying? One second. Don't. What does our Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? Tell me what our Gemara asks on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Shvuah She'etein is Chal. Yeah? Wait, Shvuah She'etein is Chal. Right? Wait. Forget about the Elamai. Don't Elamai me. What's the Gemara's Kasha? It's Mush Vayim, and therefore what?
Therefore, it's probably not Mitzkumis.
Why being Mitzkumis? Why being Mitzkumis? Why being Kumis? The Rabbi says it's Chuvis. If you want to, why is that the issue here? Who's the Makumis? Who's Makumis? What the Gemara says Mush Vayim is. What is the Gemara saying? What is the Gemara saying that Mush Vayim is? Not Kumis. Let's say it's Chuvis. The Rabbi says it's Chuvis. The Gemara says Mush Vayim is. What is the Gemara's Kasha? Mush Vayim is. And therefore what? Who's talking about Vatel?
It's the Kayim.
Oh, thank you. We're talking about a Shvuah, L'Kayim is a Mitzvah. And that the Gemara asks the Kasha. Yeah, on a Shvuah, L'Kayim is a Mitzvah. The Gemara says Mush Vayim Marasinai. Yeah? What's the Kasha? The Gemara and Dharm already asked that question. And the Gemara and Dharm already answered that question. It said Nishbat Dovid HaMelech answered that question. Dovid HaMelech said Nishbati Vakayema. That's Lezuzi Nafshei. And that Shlomo says if Lezuzi Nafshei means that's Chal. Completely. Bein LeKarb and Bein LeMalkus. He didn't say Beferish, but it's clear in the Bein LeKarb and Bein LeMalkus. So Bishlam of the Ran will say, okay, our Gemara is asking, the Ran that learns the Gemara and Dharam means the Yisro Gemalkus, that's Lezuzi Nafshei. So again, so our Gemara is asking him carbon, because Mishnah's Mashma is a good Shvuah. Shvuah She'etein is a good Shvuah, Bein LeKarb and Bein LeMalkus. And that the Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you tell me that Yichai of a carbon is Mujvayim Varasinai? Mujvayim Varasinai. But according to the Sefer Shlomo and the Tashbits, they say that Shvul Kayim is a mitzvah, is chal completely, nishbati v'kayemo, zuzei nafshei. Akarchi means the Bein Malchus, Bein Karbon, because he had a problem, he had a kasha from the Mishnah of Chazayin. And what he answered, the Mishnah of Chazayin is talking about Elohim Sasei. Yeah? If he held it, if he said that it's Chal, he meant only Lamalchus, not Lakarbon like the Ran, then he wouldn't have had, he wouldn't have to make a Deichik Pshat, or Kipta in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is Dafka talking about Kayim Laisa say that's not Chal, because they're talking about not to say, Kipshutai, Kayim is a mitzvah, the Mishnah is not Machalik. Elamai is clear in him. He means even that's chal even the carbon. It's chal even the carbon. That's why I couldn't say that's why he had a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's not chal. At least the carbon. So it means he holds it's chal even the carbon. If it's chal carbon, then for crying out loud, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? What was I mean? I don't do myself here.
Talking about carbon.
Who? Our Gemara?
Who? Just
talking about I Gemara. Said if that Shlomo. That says that's chal lezuze. First of all, Stam was mash was even the carbon, but I'm being mochich to you that he means even the carbon because he asked on himself in the Mishnah of Chav Zayin, which says it's not chal on a mitzvah, and he says no. That the Mishnah is talking about lois hasei. Yeah, if he held that by hasei, it's chal. Yeah, it's chal for malchus, but not for carbon. Then he could have said sign the Mishnah is talking about the Mishnah is a potter, it means carbon. And Chami get Malchus, like the Ram, like the Balmar.
less potter to him, and it was pasha to him, potter meant Malchus also. So he couldn't make that a kimta. But really, 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 he holds the Ran. Really holds the Ran. So in other words, that what? That it's only the Malchus and Alkar. Okay, okay, so maybe, okay. So again, the problem is clear. Assuming the Shalom is even, which is the Stam, he says it's Chal. Pashti means Ben Kar Ben Malchus. He doesn't say. Right? I mean, when he talks about Rashi, yeah, he says Rashi holds it's not Chal Ben Malchus Ben Karben. He quotes a Rashi in Dom, which we don't have. Ben Malchus Ben Karben like Ramban. You know, so he's not shy when he wants to tell you. So here, okay, maybe that's against me. Whatever, he could have said it over here also. Okay, but when he says over here, it's chal. Pasha means mail and kar, mail and malchus. So if that's true, then there's mamash against our Gemara. I have no idea how it's going to Gemara. Now, question is it muchach in him that he means mail and malchus, mail and carbon? Or maybe he means only the malchus, but not the carbon taka? So what was my hechruch from the Sefer Shlomo? They means even the carbon, because he asked on himself in the Mishnah Chav Zayin. Yeah, the Mishnah says that a nizh b'kayim b'smitz is not chal. So he asked on himself. It says Mishnah says potter l'kayim b'kayim is potter. He asked on himself. I just told you the Gemara the Ches says it's chal. So why are you saying potter yichayev? Yeah, he's okay. Mishnah Mar Lais, I say, right? Discussed before, yeah. So I'm asking, but if he held that when he says that's chal, he meant lamalkas but not l'carbon. He's not that there's no carbon like the Ran because it's less of a lavahain. You don't say the altkailo. So then why can you learn the Mishnah that's not about an essay? And the Mishnah that says pot that means from carbon. Malchus you get. One second. That was my raya. Al karchem must be the holds that even for carbon he holds yichayim carbon. So you can't say mishnah talking about asay. But now I'm thinking maybe ulay mamish but to me it's a big daichik that maybe he understood when the mishnah says l'kayin l'kayin potter he understood that to mean potter bein l'malkus bein l'carbon. That's what potter means. So Mela, he couldn't say they were talking about an assay, but even though that Tumman is saying you put it from carbon, not from malchus, like the Ran will learn the Mishnah, the Ran Balmar learned this Mishnah, because it says potter, it's mashmi from malchus. Elmai has said it's talking about a Lysa assay. My Lysa assay, you potter, ban the carbon, ban the malchus. Right, let's say part of the Ben Karban Malchus. One second. But in Echanami, maybe by say he's made that you're part from carbon. Man, that's how Gemara's Kasha. Etain stalker is much by Marasina. Okay, maybe calls it a little.